This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pharmaceutical Healthcare and News Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Mona Van, the modern pharmacist who is also a health and wellness expert. Dr. Mona, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And you are most welcome. So for starters, tell our listeners, what are compounding pharmacies?
Compounding pharmacies are basically a pharmacy that tailors therapy to the individual patient. So when you go into a standard pharmacy, like a retail chain, like Rite Aid or Target, you get a lot of the same doses, and doctors have to prescribe what's available on the market. Whereas at compounding pharmacies, we have the option to tailor every dose to the patient. So if we want something right in the middle of 5 and 10 milligrams, we can create it. Or if a patient wants something made from a tablet to a liquid, we have the option to do that. So it's really limitless in what they can do in compounding pharmacies.
And why would you say that compounding is not utilized more often?
Really, the reason it's not utilized is because people just don't know about it. It's actually really surprising how many patients I suggest it to who really don't know what it is. And even though you drive down the street and there's so many compounding pharmacies on each corner, but no one really understands what it is. So I think a big goal we have is to spread the awareness and teach people about all the benefits, because it's really beneficial to everyone. Everyone can utilize from it.
My next question would be, can compounding benefit children? And if so, how?
Compounding definitely benefits children. In fact, I think this is one of the biggest demographics that it can benefit, because with children, it's a lot more difficult to get them to take medication. And I'm sure a lot of mothers have experienced this. Even getting them to take something that doesn't taste good, or to swallow a pill if it's too big. There's so many things we can do with compounding to help that. There's different flavorings we can add, and we have exact formulations and calculations to make sure the dose stays the same. We can make, like we said before, capsules or tablets into liquid. We can create topical preparations for them, which a lot of times are safer. For example, even something like scar therapy. A lot of times the options available commercially or over the counter have a lot of harsh ingredients. And a lot of mothers and parents are nervous about what they give to their child, and they want things to be natural and organic. So at a compounding pharmacy, we can work together and come up with something that everybody's comfortable with.
And you certainly can't beat that. Today, we are with Dr. Mona Van, the modern pharmacist who is also a health and wellness expert, joining us here today on eHealth Radio's Pharmaceutical Healthcare and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Mona, what supplements do you recommend the most to patients at the pharmacy?
You know, it depends on what their medical background is and what they're looking for. If they're feeling low in energy, or if something on their lab test shows that they're deficient, but overall, I really love recommending a vitamin B12 supplement to all patients, just because it's across the board such a great supplement. Vitamin B12 is involved in the formation of red blood cells and DNA for new cells. So as you can see, this is something that affects the whole body. So especially for patients that are vegetarian, this is something they're lacking, because naturally it's only found in animal products. So I like to recommend either a B12 booster, which is an injection, or just an oral supplement. You know, it improves memory loss, increases energy, it creates glowing skin, it's a mood enhancer. There's just so many things it can do for the body.
Helpful information there. And when a medication is not covered by a patient's insurance, what other or affordable options do they have?
A lot of times insurance companies don't want to cover brand names. And this is really common, and a lot of patients think that because a brand name is more expensive or it's not covered, that must be the one that they should be getting. But really, in almost 99% of cases, generic is just as good as brand name. And just because something's less expensive doesn't mean that it's not the same quality. For the FDA to deem it the same active ingredient and to deem it equally efficient, it has to be just as good for you. The only reason brand name is more expensive is because it was the first on the market. It had to go through all the initial testing and the patent, and all of that's expensive, which is why a lot of insurance companies can't afford to pay for it. So if it's not covered, definitely go with a generic, unless your doctor has a strong reason to tell you to stay on the initial formulation.
Well, Dr. Mona, it certainly has been good to have had you. Certainly would love for you to come back to share more information on this topic. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, one thing I'd recommend to everybody is when it comes to insurance, if something isn't covered by your pharmacy, make sure you ask your pharmacist to look into it further. A lot of times we can call and build something called a prior authorization. And a lot of patients haven't heard this term, but if your pharmacist calls and builds a case, we can get things covered that aren't necessarily covered the first try. So just because it's not covered initially, don't give up yet if it's something you need to take.
Good stuff. Dr. Mona, where can listeners find you online and how can they be in touch?
You can find us online. We have a website. It's drmonavan.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everything is drmonavan.com.
Well, Dr. Mona, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Mona Van, the modern pharmacist, who is also a health and wellness expert. And once again, the website of reference is drmonavan.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the pharmaceutical health care and news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.